Game music.
What kind of crap is this?
Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia. Coined by DJ Babu of the Beat Junkies crew, turntablism emerged in 1995 to reflect the artistic practices of the hip-hop DJ and specifically to denote the difference between playing back records and using turntables to manipulate sound. In the 1960s and 1970s, DJs began to experiment with mixing, swapping, and scratching records on the turntable to create new music for listeners on the spot. They used genres as diverse as disco, reggae, and early house, but ultimately created an entirely new piece of music. It wasn't until DJ Kool Herc, the father of modern hip-hop, invented the breakbeat, in which a DJ isolates and repeats the most danceable portions of songs or drum samples.
This is DJ Kool Herc, the father of hip-hop. This is going out to my man over in Japan. My man, Crazy A.
On August 11th, 1973, DJ Kool Herc, born Clive Campbell, and his sister Cindy performed a back-to-school jam at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the West Bronx. This has officially been dubbed the first hip-hop party that would change the world. This small party of around a few hundred people would be the birthplace of the most influential genre of music in the world today. It was there that a musical revolution was conceived when DJ Kool Herc adapted his style to American funk and soul. He developed a method for keeping the music going at the breaks in records. Because these breaks were relatively short, he extended them on to two turntables. By creating short loops of the isolated percussive elements of existing songs, he created new ones, songs that could be danced to, talked on, and soon rapped over. Herc's influence in starting with the breaks and beats in a small West Bronx recreational room helped dub him the innovative father of hip-hop by Time Magazine. He sits with legends like Elvis Presley for rock and roll, Louis Armstrong for jazz, and Bill Monroe for bluegrass.
Are you ready? Come on.
It is true that by the end of the 1980s, MCs such as Rakim, Kool G Rap, and Chuck D became the stars. But when naming the true forefathers of hip-hop, it is the DJs of the 1970s that should be celebrated. Another true pioneer of turntablism was Grand Wizard Theodore, the inventor of the scratch and another Bronx resident. Reaching to silence a record he was playing in his bedroom after his mother called up to him, Theodore slipped and inadvertently scratched the vinyl, creating a unique sound. After mastering the new musical technique, he was encouraged by Grandmaster Flash to showcase the event to the neighborhood. These block parties became legendary as hip-hop developed into party music. The sound was exported to the world in the form of the Sugar Hill Gang's classic, Rapper's Delight. However, it wasn't until 1984 that the scratch was put on the world stage. Yet another Bronx resident, Grand Mixer DST, DJed Herbie Hancock's jazz fusion hit Rock It Live at the Grammys, performing a scratch solo. This performance is known as the Scratch Heard Round the World, a defining moment in turntablism and hip-hop.
Yeah,
DJ Grandmaster Flash added to the growing body of turntablism techniques with his quick mix and clock theories. With quick mix, certain sections of a record are spun back to be repeated, while clock theory allows for key sections of the record to be marked out by the DJ on the record label. DJ Grandmaster Flash also developed punch phasing, in which shorter sounds are played over the breakbeat from another record, and backspinning, which allows turntablists to quickly rewind a part of the record.
Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball.
To mix it all together, no pun intended, Afrika Bambaataa, born in the Bronx of Jamaican and Barbadian descent, built off the Jamaican dub movement by infusing it with the scratch and breakbeat methods laid down by Herc and Grandmaster Flash as a part of his widely revered New York street parties.
Just get on down. Bambaataa's getting so fucking hip. Yeah.
Just hit. It's time to chase your dreams about the seats. Make your body.
These days, there are dozens of scratch techniques, including, but by no means limited to, the baby, the tear, the scribble, the chirp, the transformer, and the flare. As music progressed throughout the years, turntablism is no longer mainstream, but it lives on in other forms. The DMC World DJ Championships have been held since 1985 and is the annual competition for the world's greatest DJs to battle out their skills and techniques on a world stage. This competition would allow for new techniques to be discovered and pave the way for future turntablists and DJs. Legends like DJ Craze, DJ Cash Money, Rock Rada, DJ Noise, Hubert, Mix Master Mike, and A-Track have lit a path for the upcoming turntable geniuses of the world. Like 2017 DMC World Champ, 12-year-old DJ Rena, the youngest to ever win, and the 9-year-old DJ Michelle from Dubai are keeping turntablism alive.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The noisy stylist turntablist crew.
From a small rec room in the Bronx, with the foundation of hip-hop itself, to the world stage at the DMC World DJ Championships, turntablism is a true art form that continues to live on. I hope the scratching, chirping sounds of turntablism have inspired you to turn back the dial and groove into some of the world's most talented DJs. I'm Alex Neal. This has been the Subgenrepedia. I hope you've maybe found a new favorite genre or track. Thank you for listening. See you next time.